In the hours before this summit, the host, French President Emmanuel Macron, and the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz spoke by telephone with President Putin. After that call, President Macron said he was depressed and worried.
Today, when I look at the facts, let's be lucid. The facts are the following. Russia decided to launch a war. Russia is bombing Ukraine. Russia is bombing even civilians. And in parallel, you have a negotiation, but this negotiation is not ready to be concluded.
The response to this crisis by the EU has so far been united and strong. But there are different views on what to do next. Some, like the Latvian Prime Minister, Kristianis Kariņš, want the sanctions extended to the energy sector.
We have to not only isolate Putin's economy, but cripple the economy as quickly as we can.
Ukraine wants the EU to give it fast-track membership, but many leaders here believe that's a non-starter.
I want to focus on what can we do for Volodymyr Zelensky tonight, tomorrow. And EU accession of Ukraine is something for the long term, if at all.
The talks went on into the night and will continue later on Friday, but it's clear Ukraine is not going to get what it wanted, a fast-track route to EU membership. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, Versailles.